Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when you mess up, or life just throws you a curveball, and your inner critic starts blasting you with negativity? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to silence those harsh voices and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a best friend? That's what we're diving into today. The art of self-compassion. It's not about being soft or giving up on your goals, it's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles, and that's perfectly okay. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some powerful tools to help you cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with yourself. Ready to start treating yourself like the amazing human being you are? Let's go. First things first, understanding what self-compassion actually is. It's not just saying, it's okay, when you feel down. It's about actively choosing to be kind and understanding towards yourself, even in the face of challenges or setbacks. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd likely offer words of support, encouragement, and maybe even a good hug, right? Self-compassion is about extending that same level of care and understanding to yourself. Number 2. Recognizing your humanity. We're all human, flaws and all. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? That, keeping up with the Joneses, mentality can be a real drag. Remember, everyone has their own unique journey, struggles, and triumphs. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember that being human means making both successes and stumbles along the way. Thirdly, practicing mindful self-awareness. This means tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. When those negative thoughts pop up, acknowledge them but don't let them take over. You can say to yourself, hey, I'm having a tough thought right now, that's okay, it doesn't define me. Just like you wouldn't judge a friend for having a bad day, don't judge yourself either. Number 4. Cultivating gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good things in our lives can make a world of difference. Take some time each day to appreciate the simple joys, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments of gratitude can shift your perspective and bring a sense of peace and contentment. And finally, number 5. Being kind to yourself in action. This means treating yourself with care and respect. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Alright, let's talk about a real-life example. Picture this. You're working on an important project, and despite your best efforts, things aren't going as smoothly as planned. You start to feel stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little defeated. That inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear, saying things like, you're not good enough, or, you're going to fail. Sound familiar? But here's where self-compassion comes into play. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you can pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself that everyone faces challenges. You acknowledge the feeling of frustration but choose not to dwell on it. You might say to yourself, it's okay to feel frustrated, this project is tough, but I'm doing my best. Then, you shift your focus to what you can control, taking things one step at a time, breaking down the tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks, and seeking support from colleagues or friends. By practicing self-compassion in this situation, you not only manage your stress but also build resilience and confidence to keep moving forward. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself, even when things get tough. It's a journey, not a destination. So start by practicing small acts of kindness towards yourself, offer words of encouragement, forgive yourself for mistakes, and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Remember, you deserve to be treated with the same love and understanding you give to others. So go ahead, practice some self-compassion today. You'll be surprised at how much it can transform your life. Want to dive deeper into this? Head over to our website for articles, resources, and a thriving community of like-minded individuals. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little more self-love in their life. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.